Hey, you know what the drill is. It's Monday night. It was a heck of a beautiful day. This is the Toronto Beer Podcast. And no, I did not just record nearly a minute of audio and then change my mind and decide to do this now. This is the first time I'm speaking into this microphone tonight. You have it on my word. Nah, I can't lie to you. I accidentally goofed again, but we fixed it on the fly, and here we are. And here is my buddy Rob Curry and the Curry Brothers. Yes, indeed. As always, that is our theme, Link Ray Gun. As what's now becoming a bit of a recurring bad habit, I started recording with my levels too low. I've been messing around with my computer a lot recently because, well, I might as well tell you. I'm trying to get Microsoft Flight Simulator running on my computer. I'm having a heck of a hard time with it. Anyway, I've done a bunch of stuff and broken down parts of the computer and rebuilt it and stuff. Anyway, when you do that, and especially, my PC tower is behind the monitors that I'm staring at right now. And when I take it out, you obviously have to disconnect everything off the back of it. And if you don't reconnect the USB cables into the exact same ports, things like my microphone, they're on a different USB port now. And so it shows up in the hardware manager as a different device, and it changes the settings, and it's really dumb and annoying. Is there a way I could prevent this from happening? Absolutely. Does it require more time and energy than I'm willing to put into it? Which is to say, just like maybe taking a picture before I do it so I put them all back in the right spot, something like that. Yeah, I could do that, but I don't. I'm not sorry. Anyway, here we are. What was I saying? Hey, it's Monday night. We're going to drink some beer. We got a real, well, I don't know. I haven't had it, but it looks like a real ding-dong of a beer. I'm pretty excited about it. You know what? What the heck? Let's just get into it. By the way, if you listened to last week's episode, thanks for bearing with me. That one was bonkers. I was in a weird headspace. I'm feeling a lot better today. Pretty tired after the gym again. This is the problem now, friends. Now that the rugby season has started in earnest, Monday night's gym night, and you just got to take it how you get it, I guess. But I'm feeling pretty good. A little tired. Up some weights tonight, so that's nice, but tiring. Played rugby on Saturday. That was nice. Only a short little bit. Had meant to play a bit more, but they shortened the game. Story of my life. It's the problem for playing with... It is the problem with playing for the Shags, is your game will generally get shortened if it started late. And ours did. But we won, so that was nice. Our ones didn't win. That wasn't so nice. But we won. That was fun. I like being on the field when you win. Feels good. Even though I didn't really do much for it. Carried the ball once. Didn't even get to make a tackle. Thought I was going to make a couple. Guys kept running away from me. So, what are you going to do? What I'm going to do is open this here beer. Look at this tripadelic can. Ooh-wee. This is Todd is an Absolute Beauty Pale Ale from our friends of the pod, Refined Fool Brewing, Pride of Sarnia, Ontario. You know what else the Pride of Sarnia, Ontario? Colonel Chris Hadfield, Canadian astronaut extraordinaire. Let's get the pour on camera for the kids at home. Now, I was drinking a Chekvar out of this glass just before this, so it might be a little fingerprinted up, but it should be pretty clean. Well, this looks like a pale ale. Nice, opaque, yellow, maybe touching on orange right in the middle, but I'd say it's a fairly light lemony yellow color. Nice frothy white head, just what you would expect from a North American pale ale. Gotta be honest with you, I'm just trying to think. Last time I had a North American pale ale, probably a Canuck, that would be consistent, but it would be months. I didn't buy any Dale's Pale Ale when I was in Florida because every time I saw it, it was old. It was like 4 months old. That's old. I'm not going to buy that. Dale's Pale Ale is great, but it's great when it's fresh. 4 months. Not on. As we've discussed previously, got to watch your ages on those beers. And 4 months for an American Pale Ale, that's old. Anyway, this smells amazing. It's so lemony. Oh my gosh, jacked with citrus and very specifically lemons. Oh man. Maybe some other tropicals, but it's mostly citrus. There's some tangerine in there too, probably. Now all I'm getting is pure, a little floral, maybe. Something a little floral. I'm looking for evergreen, not getting it. Not really getting any aroma of tree fruit, like peaches or something, but it could be in there. That can be a hard one to catch on the nose, especially if there's a very citrusy pop. Oh, yeah. That smells like the free body wash at the club. I just sniffed my arm if you're listening to the podcast. And yes, I have my own body wash, which smells amazing, but I only use it once or twice a week, and the rest of the time I just use the club's. It's like hair, hand, face, body, foot wash. I don't know. It's everything. It's just soap. Okay, let's drink this. I'm excited. Wow. Oh, that's interesting. Let me get one more sip and then I won't keep you hanging forever. Don't worry. That's delicious. And with some unexpectedness. So right out of the gate, not nearly as citrusy on the palate as it was on the nose. Still smells quite lemony. On the palate, you do get a little evergreen. You definitely get citrus. It's definitely there. But there is also peach for sure. I think when I was saying there might be something else tropical there, I was kind of tending towards mango, but I think it was actually peach. This is peachy. It is citrusy. It's a little evergreeny. And it's very... No. I was going to say it's very malty on the finish. That's not exactly accurate, but you get an amazing malt, and I'm going to say wheat. I think it's malted barley and wheat. But like a cereal grainy... I guess it's sweetness, but there's enough hop, it's not particularly sweet. But it tastes of grains, of malt and wheat. At the finish, you get so much juicy fruitiness from the hops. And then, yeah, this very nice sort of, I'm assuming, Pilsner malt, like two row. And yeah, probably a bit of wheat. I think there's a bit of wheat there. I'm just not used to my hoppy beers having such a clear, prevalent malt profile, which is funny to say because it's beer. But I mean, I've been drinking a lot of real hop bombs recently, and they tend to cover a lot of that up. This is really, really good beer. Especially if you're not into like bitter IPAs and pale ales, this is your jam. This is a lot of late hops. Oh, there's Ben Johnson. Oh, and my wife. I didn't see either of you arrive. Did you two arrive together? Is there something you want to tell me? No, I don't think so. Yeah, this is very aromatically hoppy. Not particularly bitter. A little, but not particularly. But yeah, that little malty, weedy finish on it. Unexpected, but really tasty. Hang on. Ben says they carpooled. Well, that math checks out. By the way, Ben, this is Todd is an Absolute Beauty Pale Ale from Refined Fool down your way. Ben Johnson being located in London, Ontario. Sarnia not too much further along. I don't even know whatever the hell that highway is. Is that the 401 still? I don't know. That highway. Further down the road. as they say. If this used a different yeast, and if my thinking about it having some wheat in there, and I think not an insignificant dollop of wheat, this would almost drink like an American wheat ale if it had a different yeast, but it doesn't. I'm assuming the yeast involved here is probably Cali Ale, because it's super clean. No yeasty notes to speak of. If they put in something that just kicked a little bit of yeasty esters off, probably a wheat beer yeast, something in that wheelhouse, it would be like an American wheat ale. What does it say on the can here? It says, soft and floral, check. This is an easy drinking pale ale. You can set your watch to. I like that. It's true. Oh, it says it contains barley and oats. So I was wrong about wheat. I'm getting oats. But this very mostly barley, grainy sweetness to it. Ben Johnson says, great name. Agreed. Going to have those folks on my podcast. Did you guys know Ben Johnson has a podcast? He does. Free advertising for you, Ben. Grab the bull by the horns. Wait, like that. There you go. And he says he takes Highway 402, which sounds a little bit like the Highway 401 plus one. Learn something new every day. My only major memory of that road, I drove London to Sarnia exactly once in my adult life with my buddy Paul Harrison, friend of the pod, who is associated with, help me out, Stormstead in London. Could be a neighbor of Ben's, who knows? I don't know. Anyway, we drove and I was impressed at the time, this was many years ago, with how many wind farms there were. Did my heart well. Love me a big old wind turbine just slowly, passively creating energy using the natural air currents free to the world. If you can afford a wind turbine, which are not free. Anyway, this is really tasty. I really like it a lot. Love how, as they say, easy drinking. It's great. It's great. Like, not even close to squeaky. It's mostly aromatically hoppy. I really like this a lot. This, as a beer, this is like a, I know I always talk about food and stuff. There's going to be foods this will work with. But to me, this is like a summertime outdoor mid-afternoon beer. Gonna, you know, probably drain a couple of these sitting at the beach. I could see myself doing that. I could see myself, I have a beach chair that has a cooler pocket in the back. Put like four or five of these in there with some ice or an ice pack. Just sit down at the beach. I would just knock these back one after the other. Maybe dip my toes in the lake if I get a little warm. Strum my guitar a little bit. Sing a song. And just, yeah, crush these because they're really, 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 really good. Food, come on, I don't know. Not something super spicy. It's not hoppy enough. Very floral, very fruity. This would be good with some fish, grilled. Again, summery things. Yeah, you'd do well with that. We're not going to go in depth on this. It's really tasty. I really like this beer. This is Todd is an Absolute Beauty Pale Ale from Refined Fool Brewing. Doesn't say much on the can other than what I've already read you. Oh, it does say it's 5% alcohol. That's good to know. And that it's 473 mil. They have the name on the side all in one. That's nice, too. Todd is an Absolute Beauty. Now, I don't know who Todd is. Does Todd work at Refined Fool? Maybe. Is Todd a friend of somebody who works at Refined Fool? Maybe. Is Todd a regular at Refined Fool? Also maybe. I know nothing. You know what? The internet might know about this beer. Here's what I know about it. An Absolute Beauty. It was at the LCBO when I went in on Sunday. Yeah, I am over 19, Refined Fool. Todd is an Absolute Beauty. Oh, I didn't even try and guess the hops. Top secret, I wouldn't have. I probably would have gone with Galaxy. This is made with Equinaut. I don't know how to say that hop. I've seen it before. Equanot. Equinaut. Equinaut. Yeah, can't do that. And talus. Here's what I know about talus. That's your heel. That bone is your talus. Is it your talus? No, that's your calcaneus. Your talus is just above your calcaneus. I broke my talus. Not bad. Then dry hopped with Idaho Gem. This is a soft, floral, easy drinking pale ale. You can set your watch to. Well, that's what it said on the side of the can, guys. Who's Todd? Who's Todd, refined fool? Do you have an online chat? No. 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 They don't. Well, we'll never know. Ben Johnson, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to ask the fellas from Refined Fool who Todd is. The fans demand it. Listeners want to know who, whom is Todd, if you prefer. That's your job, Ben. Find out. Ben says he's accepted that challenge. I look forward to that episode. When's that happening, Ben Johnson? Is that this week, next week? Come on, man. Spill the tea. I want to know when I'm going to hear Whomst B. Todd. That's the question. I want to know when I'm going to hear from Refined Fool, because I like these guys a lot. I really enjoyed the brewery. The brewery kind of... he says they have to pick a date. Well, good luck with that. You need a better booking agent. Tell Chris to, you know, set his jaw and puff out his chest and make it happen. It's the stupidest. Ugh. What am I, like some British nobleman? Oh, stiff upper lip and all that, good son. Anyway, hey, I like this beer a lot. I bought it at the LCBO. I imagine you can buy it there too. I do see Refined Fool at my grocery store, which is Loblaws. I know we're supposed to be boycotting them. I think they're all bad is what it comes down to. Try and support independent small businesses. Go to your local greengrocer if possible. If you eat meat, go to your local butcher. Just telling you, if it's a mainline grocery store, Galen Weston's not a good person, but I don't think any of the other guys are all that great either. Just saying. Just saying. Oh, I'm kind of sore now. Actually, I am sore. I know I was saying I felt pretty good after the gym. I think I'm starting to lock up a little. You know what I do every night before I go to sleep, friends? This is a PSA. And I would encourage you to do like your Uncle Chris. Drink Refined Fool's beers. Very good stuff. Look, that's their logo. Big happy top hat with a patch on it. Reminiscent, of course, of the top hat worn by the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland. When you go to bed tonight and tomorrow night and the night after that, and every night for 21 nights, because if you do something for 21 days in a row, it becomes a habit. Somebody told me that once. I don't have the data to prove that. But I bet that's probably not inaccurate. When you get to bed, here's what I want you to do. I want you to, on your bed, get into a kneeling position, you know, on your knees, feet folded underneath your butt, butt down. Get into a nice quad stretch, your quadriceps. That's the upper leg front muscles. There's four of them. That's why they're called quadriceps. Quad, four. You can lean back, really accentuate that stretch. If you can fold right down and get your back on the bed, do it. It's a good stretch. Then, when you've held that for, and by the way, a minute, minute 30, maybe 2 minutes, hold it. Really focus on that stretch. Once you've held that for a little while, come out of that, sit on your butt, legs straight out in front of you. Your knees are going to be a little bit bent because you're on a mattress. That's great in this context. Nice straight back, fold forwards, reach your fingies down to your toes, grab your feet, pull into that stretch. This stretch is going to hit your hamstrings. I don't know why the string part is in there, but that's the part of a pig that would become a ham. It's the back of your leg. Also going to do a little bit of your glutes, not a lot of your glutes, but a bit of your glutes, a lot of your lower back though, which right now I was doing some lower back core work. I could do with a stretch through there. That'll be real nice. And if you play your cards right, if you extend your shoulders the right way, you can actually get some stretching in your rotator cuffs, like your latissimus dorsi, your teres major and teres minor. You're probably not going to get your subscap, but you might. I don't know how flexible you are. You might even get a little bit of your rhomboids, maybe even a little bit of your traps, trapezius, maybe. Just saying. You can stop there, by the way. Just those two stretches alone, they're going to make a world of difference in your life. If you want to extend it, you can then go into like a pigeon pose. There's a couple more stretches you can do. Really focus on hitting your IT bands and your glutes. Get in the habit, is my point, of just doing some stretches right before bed. Finish your day strong, stretch out the body, loose as a goose, and you go to bed, you're going to sleep great. I mean, are you going to be stiff when you wake up? Yeah, probably a little, especially if you do stupid stuff like me. But you'll be less sore, I imagine. I don't know, because I don't have a control. I do know that I feel worse when I don't do it. So there's that. Would I have also felt worse if I'd done it the night before? I don't know. But I do know that my days tend to be better on the days that I stretch the night before. And drink water. Do those two things before bed. You'll go far. You know another really great stretch? Very undervalued, this one. Hang off of something. Just hang. I've got a pull-up bar. That works great. If you've got a thick enough door frame that you can get your fingers on it, that'll work too. A bar. Anything you can just hang off of. You can even do it like from a kneeling position and just get your legs up off the ground. It doesn't have to be a high bar. There are ways to do this. Grab it with your hands. Let your whole body sink. Like, don't hold your weight up with your arms at all. Just hold on with your hands and let your arms stretch right out. Even just doing this right now feels really nice. But oh my gosh, the amount of stretching. And again, those rotator cuffs. It's always the rotator cuffs, guys. My shoulders are always sore and it's always the rotator cuffs. Really focus on stretching those guys out. Oh, that feels so good. Just stretching my hands above my head. When you do it as a hang, it extends your spine too. Oh, it's so good. Really undervalued. Now, the hard part is you need some grip strength to do this. So you might have to work up to it a bit. But if you can do a hang for like even 40 seconds, oh. And again, you don't actually have to be swinging in the air. Your feet can still be on the ground. You just want to unload the weight from your legs and let your shoulders carry all that weight stretching. Oh, it's so good. Just thinking about it's making me feel better. It's great. Friends, if you take one message from this podcast, it's by Todd is an Absolute Beauty Pale Ale from Refined Fool Brewing out of Sarnia, Ontario. Available at least at the LCBO, possibly at grocery stores too. If you take two messages out of this podcast, the first is by Todd's an Absolute Beauty Pale Ale from the LCBO or the grocery store, maybe the beer store, I don't know. Definitely at the brewery if you're down Sarnia way. They have two, count them, two locations. The second is stretch. And I would say stretch more. If you're already stretching, great. More, please. I once heard a saying, it sounds really, I don't know, Buddhist. It's probably said by some white woman in yoga pants on Instagram, but I digress. It checks out. The math checks out. And that is, a tree that can bend won't break in the storm. That sounds deep. I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with that. And this song, this is Link Ray Gun. It is our theme. Rob Curry and the Curry Brothers. This record is amazing. And if you don't own it already, what are you doing? Link is in the description. Go buy this record. Do it now. And then do some stretching. You won't regret it either. And this beer. Buy that beer too. Do all three. Great. You'll have a fantastic night. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.